I'm heading west on the A14 to then turn kind of northwest a bit and head into Hinckley to my grandmother's house because my brother is there. My brother, who is Danny Payne on Twitter, arrived late last night from Brazil, where he lives with his large family. And today I'll be seeing him for the first time since, I guess, since our mother's funeral, just over 2 years ago. Could that be right? I think that's right. And interestingly, today is also Mother's Day. So I'm glad we're kind of getting together for the first time in a very long time on a very important for everybody day and a very, I guess, pensive day. Not depressing day for myself. I can only speak for myself. I don't get necessarily sad thinking about my mother on Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is for all mothers. And there are loads of mothers around to celebrate, even if it's not, you know, we don't necessarily have our mother around to celebrate. We can still remember her fondly. So today, I'm guessing, and I kind of hope, because it's a nice day, that we get the chance to swing by the very young Woodland, which is actually the resting place, a green burial ground of our mother. And just really looking forward to seeing it. It's been such a long time, and even with today's modern technology, Brazil seems to be a very, very long way away. I guess because when we do get the chance to talk on Skype or whatever, there's the distorted cacophony of four children screaming and playing in the background, which is not always conducive to a long and meaningful conversation. I think the last long and meaningful conversations we had were audio recordings. We, just like now, we recorded in the car offline whilst travelling to and from the hospital every day as my mother was, our mother was dying. We were, I guess, in some ways in a bit of denial, and in other ways quietly realising what was happening and really wanting to talk through it with each other. Maybe it was for therapy, maybe it was just to ask the questions, why us, why now, why this? And I've never ever listened back to those recordings. I'm not even sure where they are. I don't know if I could. I'm thinking the closure of the funeral and the moving on and the getting on with building our families and looking after them and continuing with our lives has kind of created a lot of healing for the loss you feel, and to maybe go back to that content, which in some ways we'd recorded with the full intention of actually making a serious, heartfelt podcast which we would make public. What we thought, how we felt, as we were so incredibly present, visiting the hospital every day, knowing that today we may not have a mother, today, you know, maybe the last time we see her alive. It was very, very, very intense. A very difficult time to go through. I'm so glad we got to go through it together. I've really missed him. And you kind of forget, because with all the channels and the social networking platforms, you're kind of in and out of the peripheries of each other's lives, but don't really have that in the room connection. Not yet, anyway. I think it will be a while until we get that through these virtual technologies. So yes, I'm sure that Mother's Day for us will be thoughtful and in a lot of remembrance, as much as a celebration of the mothers that are still around, mothering. Maybe we will get the chance to share some new conversations about what's going on in Brazil and so on and so forth, but I've got a feeling a lot of what we talk about will be offline. I'm doing a lot more offline than online recently. There's definitely a place for sharing and a place for not sharing.